Earth and sky.
Astronauts sometimes become injured while in space.
Let's say an astronaut is going out to work on some of the solar panels, and they've got to put on their special spacesuit to go outside of the vehicle. They have to lower the pressure in that spacesuit, and that puts some stresses on the lungs. That might cause a collapsed lung.
That's Scott Dolchavsky, chairman of surgery at Henry Ford Hospital in Detroit and an investigator with the National Space Biomedical Research Institute. He developed a technique to train crews to do medical quality ultrasounds aboard the International Space Station to diagnose injuries quickly. Dolchavsky said a chest X-ray diagnosis of a collapsed lung typically takes about 10 minutes.
Well, we've now come up with a way to make that diagnosis in about 10 seconds. Actually, more accurately than that chest X-ray.
Astronauts send the ultrasound image to Earth via satellite. 2 seconds later, it shows up on a screen where experts can see it and guide the astronaut through the procedure. Dolchavsky said a next step is to use them to bring medical care to far-flung earthly locations.
So, Sambiani, Madagascar, Sub-Saharan Africa, where we could have a device, have it connected, much as we do on the space station, to a remote expert.
Our thanks today to the National Space Biomedical Research Institute, innovations for health in space and on Earth. I'm Jorge Salazar for Earth and Sky, a clear voice for science.
We're at earthsky.org.